Lindley on 5FM. It's called I Don't Want to Be Yours. It's 19 minutes to 2 on the clock. For our campus conclusion today, right, we're going to be a little bit of a family, even more than we already are here on 5 Lunch, because we're going to be hearing from you about the way in which you're cutting your expenses in this very expensive climate when it comes to economics around us and all these things. And honestly, I am so excited to hear about it because I know we're doing so all in different ways. But one of the ways in which I wanted us to find out was from a queen who is oh so knowledgeable, as somebody that we chat to each week here on 5 Lunch, and we're so lucky to because, yeah, she's so busy. Nicolette Mashile, how are you?
I'm good. And how are you, Zanele?
I'm the best, thank you. Nicolette, are you saving there where you are, hey?
You know I'm a big saver. So you can be assured that I am definitely saving.
You really are. I don't know. You are the person who, like, saves half of everything that happens in your life. And I'm just like, I don't understand why. But this is why we have you here. And rather, I don't understand how. Because for many of us, saving can be something that is so difficult. And I know that when you mentioned it was savings month, since it's July, I was like, I'm actually very keen for us to get into that. So may we do so today, Nicolette? Nicolette, are you there?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, perfect. We've got you back. Yay. But I was saying that, Nicolette, when you mentioned that it was savings month, I was like, I'm so keen for us to get into that because I know that it's so difficult for so many of us to do it. So can we do that today?
Yes, definitely. Let's get into it.
Beautiful. So obviously we all know that petrol price is rising, oil is through the roof, buying food in general is just such a hack because it's just so expensive. So I wanted to just maybe ask you to inspire us a little bit today because I want to know what is the importance of us still continuing to save despite the amount that we're kind of losing because everything is just so expensive right now.
Look, I think one of the biggest reasons for one to save is definitely the uncertainty of what your finances could potentially look like in the future. Mm. So right now you may be earning an income, but it may so happen that in the near future you may not be able to earn that income. You may have emergencies that pop up that cannot be covered with any other financial product, right?
Yeah.
I mean, in general, if you look at most financial losses or potential losses, they have an insurance policy that will come and step in and assist you. But there may be instances where in your life you have, for instance, school fees. You know, if your salary gets cut and you are unable to pay school fees, there isn't a specific insurance product that can cover you for that regard.
Yes.
So that is why saving is so important, because when you do have those immediate financial emergencies, you would rather go to your reserves versus trying to use credit, because when you negotiate for credit, you generally look at the interest rate, how much money you are borrowing. But when you find yourself in a desperate situation where you're going to need money immediately,
yeah,
then it's very fertile ground for very exploitative type of credit agreements. You understand? So it's important to make sure that you do have those financial reserves so that when those types of situations do pop up in your life, you are then able to respond to them accordingly. But I also think that saving is for me, it's the foundation for investing.
Yes.
If you understand the principles of saving, it makes it so much more easier for you to really understand why it's important for you to invest money so that that money works for you.
And Nicolette, this is why I love chatting to you, because I honestly didn't even think about that. The fact that you're kind of saving yourself from having to go into credit when you are now, or rather into debt, when you are now being like, okay, I'm going to save little by little. Come the day I need money, keep your credit card, whoever you are, I can, you know, just dip into my savings, right?
Yeah, definitely. Look, I think for me, that's the biggest thing. I always say saving money will save you one day when you need it the most,
yes,
right? And the reality is emergencies don't happen every single day, but you don't know when they're going to happen. And I think that's the crucial part, and that is why we save. And the most important thing is, as you said, I mean, you talked about the rising cost of various commodities.
Mm.
I think the biggest thing is also inflation. It eats away at the value of our money. So just keeping your money, for instance, in a normal transactional account may just be working against you. So you start and you put it in a savings account where it may potentially beat inflation and beat the banking fees or whichever financial institution's fees. So again, you're putting that money away, really waiting for it to come and respond to any financial emergency that you may have. But also, it teaches you not to be an impulsive buyer.
Yeah.
So I always say to people, it's important to have, I always try to differentiate between financial goals, money goals, and investment goals. So So when I speak about money goals, I speak about those things that we want to get, we want to acquire. So maybe you've spotted a nice pair of sneakers that you really would like, or a nice pair of bikini that yes. you'd like to buy for the summer month, and you're going on holiday in September. But instead of impulsively buying that thing on the spot where you might not have budgeted for it in that specific month, you can actually set out to save for it. And when you do buy it, it doesn't feel like you've made a big dent in your month-to-month budget because you actually worked towards it. So yeah. you pay for various reasons, and that is why saving is so important.
Nicolette, I feel like you're dragging me. There was no need for that. You know, talking about us impulsive buy. I'm trying, Nicolette. Hey, I'm trying. But what better time than to start now in savings month, I suppose, in terms of learning those different habits. But Nicolette, I wanted to please know, just in terms of the best ways that we can save, you mentioned it not too long ago now when you were saying that it's better to do so in terms of earning on the money that you're putting away instead of it just sitting in an account. And actually, that makes so much sense. Can you speak to us a little bit more about that, please?
Yeah, look, it's important. And I always say, for me, you know, when you know what you want your money to do, it's easier for you to find the right places to put it, right?
Yeah.
Because if you just put it in a normal transactional account, there is no interest that your money is earning. And perhaps maybe it's money that you are planning to use immediately. And that is why. So the KPI for that money is money that should be available for you to use. But if you, for instance, say, you know what, I want to save for a holiday and I don't necessarily have the full amount. So wherever I put my money, I would like it to actually earn some level of interest, or even just remain and retain its actual value. Because we know that inflation is the increase of prices, we also understand that if you have 10 rand today, in the near future, if prices increase, the same 10 rand that you have today might not be able to buy you 10 rand's worth of value
yes.
in the next 12 months.
Yeah.
So it is important then to look for a place where you're going to put your money where it is going to beat inflation. I always demonstrated by using the 100 meter race. Remember when we went to do inter-highs or athletics, you had the 100 meter race?
Yes, I always came last. Yes.
Yes. When you start at the start line, your money and inflation are running together. And what you essentially want to do is an account where by the time your money crosses the finish line, it's either crossing just a split second before inflation. You don't want inflation to cross before your money because that means that your money has lost its value.
Yes.
So it is also important. That's why I say what you want to do with that money will dictate to you. It's like looking at the weather in the morning and saying, when I put on clothes, what type of clothes am I putting on? You've got to put on clothes that are going to respond effectively to the weather. The same thing with your money. You've got to put your money where it's going to effectively respond to whatever it is that you want it to do.
Love that. Man, Nicolette, I also know, though, that with us just going into, I guess, the certain way that we are right now in terms of the economic climate, there's different ways that we're all trying to save money. So can I ask you, do you have one way in which you're currently trying to cut down your expenses?
Absolutely. So yeah. I do an annual thing where I go to my creditors and I have a conversation about the interest rate that they are charging me.
Uh-huh.
We know that interest rates have gone back up. And if you have a linked or a flexible rate, it means that there's a huge change in terms of how much you are paying back on your monthly credit agreements.
Yes.
Right? So I've gone back to say, guys, and this is what I always say. The thing about personal finance is that things don't work in isolation. They all work together. So, for instance, as we've been coming and approaching, I mean, we could all have predicted that the interest rates were going to go up because they were lower during the lockdown period.
Yes.
For economic but it's to stimulate the economy, right? Because there was a slowdown in the economy.
Yeah.
So we all kind of had an idea that it would actually be increased at some point. So in those years and in those months, I was taking care of my credit score. I was not doing any credit inquiry. I was not making any credit applications because when the interest rate goes up and then I know I have to pay a little bit more, I want to be able to negotiate that interest rate is dropped again for my credit agreement.
Sure.
So there's various ways in which you can do that. And I know that we always speak about saving from a monetary perspective, and there are various ways in which you can do it. It's about structuring your credit agreements. It's about, you know, having a conversation with your landlord if there's any space for them not to increase. Because remember, with most anniversaries of rent, there is a 10% increase in your rental income,
yes.
in your rental payment. You could have that conversation, you know, and say, listen, with the cost of living going high, all of these prices, petrol prices, I'm finding myself in a situation where I might not be able to afford that 10%. could we say that maybe for the next one, we go 15%, but for now, we keep it as is? It is a saving. It's not a direct saving, but it's a saving.
Yeah.
Going to work with your car, petrol prices, carpooling with friends. It may not be a convenience for any of all of us because maybe you want to go somewhere after work. You know, you can't if you're carpooling. But if you don't have those types of plans and you can really stick to a strict work and back home, you can then carpool with a friend and you save on petrol prices. So there's various ways in which we can look at saving. I think we've been all too linear in thinking about saving as putting money away.
And even then with the carpooling, it'll stop you from going out for those drinks with your colleagues.
You understand,
you just
wandering
go
up and down
exactly.
on the street.
Exactly. And we need that as South Africans, huh?
And going through your cupboard and looking at some of the clothes that you have.
Yeah.
You know, I always say to people, we have, most of us really don't wear clothes that we bought. Even maybe you've got your favorite dress or jersey that you may pull out from years. But there are many clothes in your cupboard that you don't wear. You know you don't wear them. You want something new. Swap with friends. If it's not a swapping with friends, sell them. Do a big jumbo sale.
Yes.
You know, I've seen people use their social media to sell their clothes that they've worn before. You know, so those outfits. I mean, Janelle, I've seen you in many outfits, and I'm like, geez, that would be nice. You know, I'll
yes,
be
girl, even
out.
Me with yours, 100%.
You
yes,
but I might not
I
be able
that.
To buy a brand new one where a designer is going to redesign it for me. But I could tweak the one that you have. So it's a bartering system.
100%.
Save you. You've got a new wardrobe. You save some pennies or, you know, some rand.
I love that. Oh, Nicolette, this is why we appreciate you because you always leave us so much more knowledgeable and so much better. And thank you so much. And we're obviously going to be chatting to you once again next week, 1:30 right here on 5 Lunch, yes?
Yes, thank you so much
Beautiful.
For the time.
Beautiful. Thank you, Nicolette.